But strange thing in America, blacks or African Americans, as they call them over there, are the minority. But by far, most of them committing crimes and being in jail.
It is kind of there is a strong hypocrisy between in South Africa and America. You're quite right. In South Africa, everything favors the majority, and in America and the rest of the West, they're constantly protecting the minorities, and it turns out to be the same races in all cases.
And if you come to South Africa, it's the
whites.
other way around. Here they protect the majority race against the minority.
Yes, it
Only country in the
and
world where you have a situation where the majority is protected against the minority. Everywhere else, it's the other way around. Minorities are protected against the majority. For
and in
obvious
all
reasons, because the majority will just trample the minority groups. They will trample them under feet. But here, although they trample us minorities, our minorities under feet, the majority is still protected against specifically the white minority.
Yeah, we must be the only minority in the world that's not protected. That there are tons of laws aimed against us.
Indeed. Oh, it's so ironic. And that's what people from abroad does not understand, because they have grown up with this situation where minorities are always protected and pampered and have special rights. And then they come here and say, and then you have the same minority that is here in the huge, overwhelming majority. And again, this overwhelming majority is again protected, but this time against a minority. It
Isn't
makes
that
you laugh.
crazy?
So ironic.
It's crazy. Every law. I think somebody said, I'm a little bit off topic, but I think somebody has said in the past that there's something like 130 laws in South Africa against whites.
117 pieces of legislation that discriminates against white people.
Wow. So we're the minority, we're less than 10%, and we've still got 117 laws that openly discriminate against us, plus hate speech is coming. We've already got Equality Court against us, and we're going to have hate speech against us.
Yes, look, the thinking behind the Equality Court and the Equality Act, and also behind this new Hate Speech Act, the thinking behind it clearly comes from the ANC government and their cohorts, their leftist allies, that it is actually intended to protect black people against white people, and to punish white people, because the thinking behind it is that most complaints would come from the black community, the black majority. And in practice, it has been proven correct. The current Equality Act and Equality Courts, most of the complaints I receive are indeed from the black majority,
Against whites.
against whites. In this and this new act, this new Hate Speech Act, is presumably on the same vein, running along the same vein, intended to punish white people for some kind of hate speech against the majority.